for listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We're your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
Hi, everyone.
Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Happy post-Thanksgiving. I had to think about that.
I feel like I'm 35 pounds heavier.
Oh my gosh, you guys. First of all, like the amount of weight and bloatingness after Thanksgiving, why does no one talk about that?
Like the turkey coma is real for 3 days after.
Do you think it's the sodium or the salt?
All of the above. It's like the inflammatory food. It's like the sodium. And doesn't turkey have that like ingredient in it that makes you tired?
What ingredient?
I don't know. There's like something in turkey that makes you tired.
Laura, but you and I eat turkey BLTs like at least once a week.
Maybe that's why we're always tired.
Wait, you're telling me that people like inject turkey with something?
No, I think there's like this like natural thing about like turkey that just makes you tired versus like eating a steak. Or maybe I might just be also making that up. I don't know.
I've never heard of that before, but me and steak don't get along. So it doesn't. I can tell you what they put in steak that does to my stomach, but I don't know what they put in turkey.
I don't know. But you know what? Every time I think of steak, I literally think of your birthday when we went to the steak. Like literally every time I think about steak, when we went to the steakhouse, the Brazilian steakhouse, and the sweat that I had for 48 hours following. And I think ever since that day, I've looked at steak very differently.
Everyone around that table was sweating.
So for 48 hours straight.
Literally.
Like, I literally remember texting you. I was driving my little hoopty in the city the next day. And I'm like, are you still sweating?
One of the many reasons why I'm glad you remember that birthday. That was such a great birthday.
That was a good birthday.
I'm glad that you remember the sweating. Because it's, again, one of the bajillion reasons why I don't eat meat. But no, turkey doesn't give me that effect. But I never heard of the sleeping thing. And then if that's true, then we should eat it at night.
I'm going to Google it. That's true. Right? We should eat turkey at night. Get a better sleep.
I agree. But so you guys, yeah, we talk about food comas all the time. But Laura and I were recapping before we were coming on here about the food comas that we endured like the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
And I'm still recuperating.
Still. Like, it's my joints were hurting. I felt like I drank a bottle of whiskey and I didn't drink at all. And I'm like, what is happening? And then I realized, oh, okay, I ate like my weight in sugar. Like, that's what happened. And mashed potato. Oh my God. But seriously, Thanksgiving is the best food holiday.
Oh, wait, I didn't even ask you. Did your mom make the sweet potatoes with the marshmallow?
My sister did.
Oh, how was it? I forgot to ask.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
Oh, so you didn't even try a scoop of it?
No.
Stop. I have to text her. Because your mom always like gasses it up that it's like so fucking good. She actually gave my mom the recipe circa like 5 years ago. You think my mom ever fucking made it?
Because your mom doesn't like sweet potatoes either?
No, because my mom doesn't fucking make them.
No, they looks really good. But I'm not a sweet potato girl.
Does your sister put the cinnamon on top as well?
I don't think so. I think she just puts the marshmallow. Cinnamon.
You don't like fuck with a sweet potato fry?
No, ew. There's something about sweet potatoes that I'm just grotesquely turned off by.
Grotesque? Is that a word?
I just made it up.
Wait, I'm going to argue because I'm pretty sure there are many times when I've had like a sandwich and I've had sweet potato fries and you've had a fry.
Never. Okay. Never. And if I did, it's by accident. I might have tasted it and then put it away on my plate. Like, I don't fuck with sweet potatoes.
Wait, why? Like, what does it do to you?
I don't, like, you know, sweet potatoes never done anything to me. It's just like I have this like weird thing with food where I just get turned off. I'm like, ew, no. Like, my whole body's like, do not put that in me. I get like that with food and with people. And it's just like, stay away. So, you know, got to listen to my body.
Oh, that was a good one. That was really good. No, no, I swear, I don't think I've ever knew that about you, because I'm pretty sure we've shared a sweet potato fry before.
Never. All right. And like I said, if we did, it was definitely like by accident.
Oh, are you still, I've also been meaning to ask you, I'm sorry, guys. I just, the things I forget to ask Laura, are you still eating that avocado chicken wrap?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Every single day.
So the other night at work, there was a random avocado, and I was literally about to hit you up and ask it, but I didn't make the wrap. We made something else that night, but. Anyway, my point of the story is that I'm pretty sure I missed out on the sweet potato because I haven't had yet with the fucking marshmallows on top of it.
Really? Ever?
No, not ever. I just haven't had it in like years. Like years.
Wow. Like if I was to have a sweet potato, that is the way I would have it.
I mean, yeah, with like
I love a marshmallow.
So I could fuck with like a baked sweet potato. Like I really fuck with that. Stop. I really fuck with that. But like a mashed one, I don't know. I feel like they'll give me the instant runs.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't fuck with it. I just love regular potato. Like why make it sweet? Like go have dessert. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess. But what was your favorite? All right. What was your favorite dish for Thanksgiving?
This is so hard. Oh God. I love my mother's stuffing. Like she makes the best stuffing ever. Like it's, and I don't know if you guys make it like this. It's rice, it's ground beef, and it's mushrooms.
Ooh.
Do you guys, what's your stuffing?
Right? I don't know what Tia Solana puts in her stuffing, but that I was going to say that was my favorite. Well, no, that's not true. I love the turkey.
Yeah, the turkey was my mom. So we got like a super fresh turkey. Like literally she went the day before and actually picked out the turkey. And it was like fresh. Like, like this poor turkey. I almost didn't eat it because I'm like, this poor creature was literally alive 24 hours ago.
Yeah, of course you would think that way. And the turkey was really good. And I always dice it up with some honey because it just gives it that taste. And then her stuffing. Like, I'm obsessed with her stuffing. I don't know.
But what's in it?
I don't know. That's a great question. You should text her and ask her. I don't know. It's just so good.
Oh, my God. I'm going to ask her. Yeah, stuffing is my favorite Thanksgiving dish. And then, of course, like, we had the melanjanikine, which I love. Okay, so what I love most about Thanksgiving is that it is the most like us meal, meaning like we're Italian American, and Thanksgiving literally combines both of our like nationalities together. So we have the American, which is like the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the cranberry sauce. And then we have all of the Italian food too. We have baked ziti, melanjanikine, like all the things. And like, I'm literally so happy. Like I'm salivating thinking about it, even though I'm still full. And I just love that you can eat all of these things in one day. But my favorite American dish would be stuffing, even though it's kind of Italian. And then my favorite Italian dish, that's so hard for me to choose. I don't know. I love melanjanikina. I love baked ziti. I love the stuffed clams.
No, bitch. That's like a side. That was my next question.
Like, what's my favorite side?
No, your favorite dish. Okay, so it was your stuffing. So what's your favorite side of Thanksgiving?
That's hard. Because Thomas's aunt. So we split Thanksgiving. So we went to Thomas's aunt's house. And then we, like, came back and, like, had Thanksgiving with my family, too. And his aunt makes this bomb corn casserole, and it is the most delicious thing I've ever had in my entire life. And I have to like follow up with the recipe because she's made it 2 years in a row now, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is phenomenal. So I have two sides. I'm gonna say the mashed potatoes and the corn casserole on the American side, and then on the Italian side I'm gonna say melanjanikina. And for those of you who don't know, melanjanikina, how do you even explain it?
Stuffed it's eggplant. Like,
yeah, I guess it's like fried stuffed eggplant, but it's not really stuffed. It's like an eggplant patty.
Well, right, but I don't like
But translated, it's stuffed eggplant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I would describe it. But that was my favorite dish. And also, Tia Savana makes like this bomb ass pepperoni bread. But this year, she did half pepperoni bread, half prosciutto bread. Oh, my God.
Stop.
So good. Yeah, those are, like, that was my favorite side. Like, I just love it. I just love, like, as you guys know, Thanksgiving is, like, my favorite. Like, we're overindulgent. It was just, I mean, I was hurting afterwards because, like, I just ate so fucking much. But, again, because it was just all so good, I just.
It's like you can't miss out, like, on one thing. Like, you have to have all the things.
Right. Did you guys have bacala?
No, that's Christmas Eve.
Oh, no, we had bacala. Well, I did not eat it, but.
I love bacala.
No. I had the peppers for it, but and did you guys have seafood salad?
No. So the only seafood dishes we have are appetizers, like baked clams and mussels. Oh, okay. And then, but we save the rest for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But I know I'm doing gratitude early, but I'm so grateful for like all the people who cooked this holiday season. Like when I like sit back and think and all these people, meaning all the women in both of the families, like, there's just so much love and time and preparation and all the things that goes into making this like amazing meal for the family. And I'm just so grateful for everyone who cooked or like made a dish and like brought it to Thanksgiving, including myself. Like, I made meatballs. But it's just so lovely to.
You made meatballs?
I did. And I brought it to Thomas's aunt's house.
You made the meatballs?
I made them.
I need to talk to Thomas.
Talk to him.
I'm going to ask him how he rated your meatballs.
They're a 10. Okay. They were a hit.
Okay. Well, I'll text him. Wow. I'm shook. No, good for you. No, because you know why? Because the men could never.
They could never. And listen, I could never either. Like, and this is what I was so amazed at. Like, these fucking women, they just whip this shit up like it's nothing. Like, Aunt Savannah making prosciutto bread and pepperoni. Like, what? Like, that is so mind-blowing to me that, like, just the talent and the love that goes into making all these dishes is so beautiful. And I'm just so grateful for it. And for the women.
Yeah. Because the men could never. And yeah.
They couldn't.
No. And I get it. Because they could just like. You know what it is? Is that the charisma. The riz. There we go.
The riz.
The smoothness of females in the kitchen. It just goes so elegantly. Whereas a man. It's dirty. There's shit everywhere. Dishes are piling up. And, like, I just feel like it would never get done. Although, I can't speak that way for my dad because my dad can throw down.
Your dad makes bomb food.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's right. He's cooked for you. I forgot about that.
Salivating again.
Yeah, Carmine. No, my I can't say. I'm telling you, like, not because he's my dad, you guys, but, like, my dad can throw down in the kitchen. Like, the man is just, like, all around, like, great cook and great construction work. Like,
God, that's literally so true.
Yeah.
Is there anything he can't do?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I just got that. Like, he really does it all.
Literally. I forgot. Yeah, literally. Oh, yeah, like. He's just, I don't know. But like, both my parents are phenomenal cookers. I'm very, very fortunate for that. I'm just more of a baker. And I said that I don't cook. Like I do. I will never. And no, I could proudly say that I will never like get up to their expectations in that regard because they are both phenomenal cookers. But same. You give me like all the desserts, cookies, cupcakes.
You're a
in
great
the world,
baker.
I will throw down for. I love it. Like I fucking love it. Like, and that's another thing. Like, you know, one of my friends said this to me the other day. There's like, you know, when I'm not well is when I don't bake. Like, I just enjoy baking. There's not like, there's, if I go a couple weeks without baking, something's not okay. Like, you know, but I just enjoy it. I really, really do.
It's like therapeutic for you.
It really is. And it comes, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it comes so natural for me and so easy. It's not like work. Like, and that's what I meant to say as far as my parents cooking, like, you know, and like my mom has such a passion for it. She like thoroughly enjoys like her hard work, being sat down at a table, eating it all together, and having small, you know, and having small talk around the table.
It's really, it's so beautiful. Like, when I sit down and I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, like, we really all gather together around food. And the fact that, like, these women and men can, like, just cook something so delicious that brings people together. I mean, what? It's incredible. And it's not like, and this is, like, what blows my mind. Like, they didn't go to, like, any cooking school or whatever. Like, this is just self-taught. And, yep. like, and this is something, like, listen, I'm not a cook in the kitchen for sure. And I'm not self-taught when it comes to making any kind of food besides, like, tuna salad. But, like, I – and I will not – Thomas will tell you, too. Like, I can barely boil an egg. But I mean, I do have things that like I love to make, which is like three things, but I just appreciate people who love to do it. And like, you can taste it in their food.
I disagree about the boiling an egg. Cause you make a bomb ass omelet. You never know what you're getting in the omelet. You will never know what you're getting in the omelet.
There could be chocolate in it.
It's every morning you wake up to a surprise omelet, but they are somehow, some way they taste good.
They say, you know, my sister said that to me the other day because I was like, I hate cooking. She goes, no, Laura, you're just a breakfast person. Like, I whipped up some like toast the other day with like some like special avocado. Like, I mean, I'm a basic bitch, but like, I make a good like avocado toast. Like, I think I'm a breakfast cook.
Yeah, no, there's nothing.
So I think I'm gonna like fuck with breakfast.
Yeah, and I stand behind that. I personally love waking up in the morning in beautiful sunny Florida and Laura's in the kitchen making me an omelet. I'm okay with that.
And you're part terrified.
I mean, but... yes, because I don't know what's in it. And it's just like, my mom's like, what did she put? I'm like, I don't know. But we all ate it.
I'm a breakfast girl.
I will never forget that morning when my mom went for a walk with our neighbor in Florida. And I was still sleeping and I wake up and Laura's in the kitchen. So my mom had just had her coffee in the morning. She went for a walk and she comes home. Laura's like in the kitchen making us breakfast, right? And my mom is very particular with her eggs. But yeah. I think she saw like the pepper, so she's like, okay, this is fine. And every bite was a surprise. We're like, what's but we ate it and it was good. So
oh my God, this sounds like Thomas where he comes home and I'm like, I made dinner. He goes, what's in it? I'm like, yeah. It's a surprise. He goes, oh God.
Literally, like it's, we didn't know what was happening that morning, but that whole week, Laura was making us breakfast and it worked, except for, no, one morning we did go out. I think my mom was over it. And she's like
no more. I can't handle the surprise.
And we went out for breakfast, but it was, no, you do whip up a good omelet.
Thank you. But yeah, I had to show my gratitude because there's like, I don't know, I just loved it. And the way like these women cook is, it's incredible to not only cook, it's like what you said before, they cook and they clean at the same time. So by the time everything's done, you got a clean kitchen.
Right.
It's incredible. So kudos to all the cooks out there. Keep doing your thing. Keep feeding us. And me and Essie will definitely keep showing up to the table.
Absolutely. I will never not show up for Thanksgiving. I mean, I look forward to it. And it was just really nice.
Do you hear that?
I heard something and then I'm just gonna pretend I didn't hear anything. Are you alive?
Do you know what that is?
Is that the fridge?
Yeah, it's my fridge. She wants to be part of the conversation.
I don't think she's found her footing yet in your home.
It's only been like 5 months.
But I take some time for things to adjust, and I don't think she's adjusting well.
She's not. She's like traumatized. She's having anxiety attacks. But yeah. bitch needs to adjust because you call her names. Because she makes noises like that, like in the middle of the night. Like she wakes us all up. And once Rocco's up, like that's it.
Yeah, I understand. But like I think you need to get what Thomas and I've been saying for our whole lives. She needs some TLC.
That's true.
Just open the door and then slam it. Like, you know, you guys, when I was there before we went, she like was bitching about her. And, you know, I get it. And I was like, Laura, what's that noise? And she's like, no, that's her. She opens the door and then slams it. And I'm like, okay, but you got to be nice to her. Like, she
no, she like needs a good whack. Like, I was like hitting her.
Yeah, I know. You were not thrilled. Oh, yeah, she wanted to be part of the podcast.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Anyway, no, but for real, like, it's my favorite holiday. And it was really well. It was really good Thanksgiving all way around. So,
yeah, same. Now it's Christmas. And there's only 34, 33 days left to 2023, you guys.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it as you make that noise on the podcast. Thank you. I'm hoping 2024, there's less sound effects coming from Laura as far as like her slurping and drinking water. I just can't. Oh, my God. I can't. But anyway, so side tangent really quick. Laura and I watch the parade as we do every year. We talk about it. And so big thing this year was Cher.
And, yes, let's talk about it because I felt the complete opposite of you.
Right. So I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, Laura knows, but I'm going to be very, very vulnerable right now. So I was really looking forward to it because Kevin, like I can't say this enough. Like, he has been in my vicinity more lately than ever. And I can't explain it. It's just, I just feel it. Anyway, fast forward. So when I heard Cher was, I'm like, another fucking sign. Anyway, so I was really like looking forward to the parade and like hyping it up in my head or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You guys, like, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but like, I was so disappointed. And listen, I know it's a fucking parade. Everyone's lip syncing. I'm well aware. They've all come out and admitted it, that, you know, it's all out there, whatever. I don't know. I just feel like lackluster. It wasn't first of all, she fucked up twice.
Yeah.
And she favored the one dancer out of all of them, which, because she only, like, locked eyes with the one. It's just, it didn't, and the only thing that moves on Cher is her eyes anyway. So it was more, like, obvious than anything. I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it.
I guess I looked at it from, like, this bitch is, like, in her upper 70s or early 80s. And first of all, she flew to New York. She got like she got up early in the morning, got her glam done. Like, she's at that parade. She's in these like in this cute little outfit that's like barely there. And she's just giving her best. And I'm just like, this bitch is goals. I mean, I wouldn't even do that at 36 years old, let alone at like 79 years old or however old she is. And I'm just like, you know what? Was it the best performance of her life? No. But you know what? This bitch showed the fuck up. And I appreciated it.
I mean, the song was cute. I will
give her that. The song was cute.
It was cute. I'll give her that. It's just, that's it. And I said, like, I'm like, Kev would be disappointed. He really would have.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the best performance. But at the end of the day, it's fucking Cher. And, like, she's a fucking legend. Did you see Dolly Parton?
So I didn't see that game. I watched the first game of the – oh, God. Sorry, guys. This is 38 in my back. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I didn't see that one. I did see – this was the day of Thanksgiving, the first football game, and I was, like, really wanting to see the whole Jack Harlow of it all. Again, another fucking disappointment. Like, I don't understand. It was, like, literally white tarp that he was rapping to, and I'm just like, this is what we're rapping on in the Super Bowl, the halftime of the fucking Thanksgiving day. I don't know. I was very, very disappointed. How was Dolly doing?
Dolly again crushed it. She's just so cute. She's again like 79 years old.
I was about to say, how old is she? I feel like she's older than Cher though.
She might be older, but she's adorable. Her hair is ginormous. Her body, like, she wore this, like, little Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit. And underneath it, she had this, like, sparkly bodysuit. And I'm just like, you know what? You ladies crush it. And what I love about Dolly is, like, Dolly, like, they ask her, like, what's the secret of, like, aging? And she's like, a good fucking doctor, honey. And I'm just like, yes, like, this is the energy that, like, I love. Women who are just still living their dreams. Women who are being honest about, you know what? I get nip and tuck all the fucking time. And this is, like, not all natural, obviously, because it's not. And you can see it. And you know what? Again, being, like, in your older 70s, upper 70s, early 80s, and you're still out there just singing and showing off your cute little body, you go, girl. I appreciate it.
I mean, I guess.
She's like, I mean, listen, could it have been a different musical guest performances? Yes. But I just love that it is these women and they're just like still living their best life. And it just gives, I guess, me something to like look forward to. You know, it's like, I feel like times have changed where it's like, you know, you can still be thriving in your 80s and still just like living your best life. And I love that this is the message that is being put out there now.
Oh, good. I mean, and then for you. But the other thing that I was a little disappointed in was the dog show. So none of the Frenchies made it.
Really?
None of the French. I mean, last year, the Frenchies won. The Frenchie won. There was no.
Oh, maybe they were trying to like switch it up this year.
I don't know. There's no poodles, no small dogs, no chihuahua, nothing, nothing, nothing. It was all like big, hairy fucking dogs were like excelling. And I just was like, come on. Like, I know we won last year. I was really rooting for another Noonie, but I don't know. I was utterly disappointed in the. I mean, the football games were trash. All the teams that I knew were going to win, like, literally won and, like, literally crushed the other teams. Like, I don't know.
Did the Jets win?
No, Laura. They lost miserably to Miami Dolphins.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I don't watch football, you guys. I'm there for Dolly.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, overall, it was a really, really good day, I would say. And for you?
Same. I loved it. Okay. So you guys, I woke up in such a mood because I had my period or I was getting my period. And at one point I really had to like, this is how you know, like I'm growing because I had to literally go to the bathroom because I was just bitching at Thomas because I go to like my mom's house and like she's cooking. So I'm all dressed up. And you know this, she's frying I melanzanica in it, which is the stuffed eggplant. And the whole house smells like oil. And I was in the most fucked up mood where I'm just like, I can't believe I smell like oil now. And I threw like the biggest fucking stupid bitch tantrum. And I was just letting Thomas have it as if it's his fault that I now smelled like fried oil. And I literally had to like, and it was of course my like raging hormone. So I had to put myself to the side and be like, okay, Laura, like you need to tone it down like a bit. But other than like my mood and my tantrum, the whole day was great.
Yeah. But didn't you know that she was cooking? Like, why would you go down there?
Well, I went to go say goodbye. Oh, cause we were leaving to like go to his aunt's house. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's just, like, the smell. You know that smell of oil? Like, it wasn't her fault. Like, she was
cooking. No. I know what you're saying.
But, you know that period hormone? And I know men out there, you'll never fucking understand. But something happens on your period where it's just, like, I don't know. This, like, little thing gets off and it's, like, I smell, like, fucking oil now. And I took it to the next level. And my hormones were raging. But then I calmed down and it all was well.
I mean, you were very nice to me. So I don't know what that says.
Oh, yeah. And then and that's like another thing, like with the hormones. It's like one time I'm like tantruming about smelling like oil. And the next time I'm crying, thinking about like SC and like one day we're going to be like 85 and dying. And then we're never going to like speak to each other again. So I like write her this like long emotional text. And I mean, I just can't. Being a woman is fucking hard, people.
Yeah, not enough people talking about it.
Yeah, but overall, that was a total tangent. Thanksgiving was amazing, and I'm so excited for the holiday season. My tree is up. Essie's decorating today. Obviously, we're pre-recording this podcast, so I'm ready for Christmas.
Yes.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah, thank you for noticing that. I actually want to say, and literally, when Laura sent me pictures the other day, I go, your tree is up? I was so proud of her. First of all, this bitch doesn't tell me. So I was like, okay, something's wrong. Second of all, I was like, your tree is up. Third of all, her tree is up before me, you guys. Like, that's how you know Laura is feeling it. I'm so proud of you. And I don't give a fuck that you didn't tell me. But I think I really am proud of you that you did it. Like, you're in the spirit.
I'm in the holiday spirit. I turn on my pine candles. I went to my best friend's house yesterday. I helped her put up her tree. Like, I'm in it. I love Christmas. I love this time of year. I don't know. There's just something so like warm and sparkly about it. And I love the tree lighting, like the, you know, that like amber cozy lighting in the apartment. It's my fave.
Yeah. I'm really proud of you. But today I am finally decorating. New is not having it. She doesn't understand like why I have Christmas music blasting. All my fall decor, I literally sent Laura a picture, is on, I'm podcasting live from my kitchen table surrounded by my fall decor. But in a couple of hours, it will finally be Christmas in here. And like, the other day when I had taken off my fall decor outside and it kind of was like a gut punch.
Because your season's over.
Yeah, I really wanted to keep the corn stalks and the pumpkins out there, but I said to myself, that's it. It's happening. It's officially Christmas in the Pellegrino residence, and I'm happy about it. I really am. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. And then, you know, then my birthday's afterward. I'm just really looking forward to what the new year's going to bring.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited for 2024. I think it's going to be like a really great year.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, let's put it out there. All good vibes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But more importantly, what the fuck is going on in Hollywood? Because I just can't.
Well, our girl, Adele, I love this. She confirmed that she is married to Rich Paul. This bitch got married in secret and kept it from everyone. And I love it.
But my question is why?
Why she got married?
No, I mean, we knew this was coming. I just don't know why. It's like, again, the baby names. It's the baby names and the fucking marriages that we just keep on the DL. I still don't understand.
I think because everything's just so public with celebrities that they just try to keep like something sacred and they just like want a minute like for themselves.
I
don't know. Oh my God, you guys, I forgot to tell you, guess who texted me on Thanksgiving?
Who?
J-Lo.
This bitch, did she give you an update?
She popped up out of nowhere. She's like, happy Thanksgiving, bitch. Like, this is me video coming out. So apparently she is coming out with this like musical new video. It's like a very like artistic creation. And she's wishing me happy Thanksgiving and telling me to like stay tuned for Monday. So it's launching tomorrow. So I'll let you guys know.
No,
but
I'm not here for it.
I'm not here for it. I'm like, bitch, you've been disappeared for 365 days and now you're going to pop up on Thanksgiving. But I was about to say everybody except J-Lo kind of like keeps their shit on the DL.
No, I don't like it. I don't like that she wants you to just like, again, she doesn't talk to you all year and then she hits you up because she wants you to get the, she wants likes and then the subscribing and the YouTube. No, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's selfish. Like, ask me how I'm doing in July. How about that?
Yeah, or
wish
like,
me a happy birthday, bitch. I'm your Leo sister queen.
That's what I was gonna say. Or happy birthday nonetheless. Like, no, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm sorry, I don't
like it either. But I do love Adele and I'm so happy for her because I mean you could tell when Adele's like in a good mood. Like it obviously like it reflects in her music, and I just think like this relationship is really good for her. What do you think?
I mean
you were like about it.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't have anything to say about it because, like, I just feel like if you're that in love, I get it. I get the privacy of it all, but this is just, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, the super secrecy.
Like, if I ever get married, and, like, I've shared this before, and like, I'll say this. Like, I'm eloping. I really want, like, a small, intimate, like, literally the people that are rocking for me and my relationship. And that's it. Everyone, your third, fourth, fifth, 12th, 8th generation cousin or neighbor from 1970. No, I'm good. And at this point, I really don't know who the fuck my first and second cousins are. So, like, I'm good. Like,
Ancestry, sponsor us.
Yeah, like, oh, I didn't, you know, hold on, I'm gonna write that down.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm writing it down right now. You know, like I just want to be surrounded by the people who are rocking with me from the jump, not the ones who just want to come around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Especially if we're
not the ones who just want like a subscription service.
Right. J-Lo. Right. So that's where I'm at. But I mean, I get it. I get the I get the privacy of all because you want your love life to be private. Girl, you know, you're preaching to the choir over here. However, my thing is that this is what, a year or two in the making and now you're gonna come out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little late.
Yeah, but it is what it is. To each its own. I'm just not here for it. I don't ship it.
I don't fucking ship it. Anyway, good news. So Love is Blind, Bliss and Zach are pregnant.
Who would have fucking thought?
I mean, I still can't believe they're actually together.
That's what I'm saying. So the other day when I found out about this, right? I'm wondering how she feels that she wasn't the first pick.
Right? That would live with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, I would never let it go. I wouldn't be married. We'd be together, but I would never get married.
No, we would never be together. No. I have this thing. So I'm okay.
Wait, you
so
wouldn't even be with him? Tangent.
No. Oh. Okay. So I've been realizing, I've been working on my ego, my limiting beliefs, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And I realize, you guys, that I have this thing about being chosen, right? Holy daddy issues there. And I don't think that I would be able to be with a man who didn't choose me first. Like, if I'm not number one, I'm not number anything. And can't believe, and I know this is a big ego thing for me, and I it's showing up for me a lot. But it's just I don't understand how this girl is married to this man who didn't know that she was the love of his life instantly. How do you not know?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know why she's with him.
I don't get it either. He's not well. But sometimes you don't know if the person you're with is the love of your life. Sometimes it takes a hot minute.
No, I get that. But that she would, what I meant to say is I don't know how she took him back after him not choosing her.
Got it. No, I totally agree. You're saying you wouldn't be with him, period. I think I would be with the person, but I couldn't marry, let alone have a child. Fuck off.
Then what's the point of being with him?
Some people are not meant to be married or have children.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but obviously, something is there. If you're, marriage and kids are one thing, but, if there's, that block there where it's just, fuck you, mm-hmm. Why even, I guess that's, where I'm at, fuck you. I wouldn't, even if I didn't want to get married, I wouldn't even think about marriage with you because you're a dick. And, I don't know. But then again, that's my fucking ego.
No. I mean, I see your point. But I think that obviously the point of Love is Blind is an experiment, correct? So,
true.
It got fucked up because of what was the other girl's name? Adriana. Is it Adriana?
No.
I don't know her name.
I forgot her name.
Whatever her name is. So, that was fucked. And then, but they, before they made it to the altar, way before, they both realized that they both ain't it. You know what I mean? And that he realized he fucked up, that he wanted to, it was bliss all along. And I think it takes a special person to really admit you're wrong and change yes. the behavior and show up for that person. And that's what he did. He's he fucked up. He admitted to that. He changed it by proposing. And he's I'm going to make this up to you forever and ever and ever. And look, they're married with a kid.
I know. I don't know. It's wild. Everybody is just so different. I love that they got together and they're there for each other. But I would never. My ego is just fuck off forever.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's fucked up. I think that it's who you are. You know about it, right? And you are trying to work on it so you don't keep repeating the same patterns. I just think that with her, they're just in a space where they it's also the new generation, Laura.
True.
You know what I mean? The new generation, I would really like to say, is a lot of them are in therapy. And I love that.
Yes, a
lot of the new generation is, and I love that because that at least they're not going to rectify the fucked up things that our generation has done.
Yes, that is very true.
So maybe she's like worked with it and is okay with it.
Yeah. And I guess it's just like a persona thing at the end of the day.
Did they announce the gender?
I don't think so, but I'm expecting like a Love is Blind gender reveal party because I think that would be cute.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You know who I really want to see if they're going to have a Kwame and what's her name?
Oh, my God.
Oh, her. Yep, her.
Oh, my God. What is her name?
I don't remember, but her. Are they still together? I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, they are because we haven't heard any differently, so.
Yeah, I think they're still together. Oh, my God. What is her name? It's going to bother me. I got to Google it after.
She rocks pink all the time. That's all I remember her.
Yeah. Well, speaking of babies, Paris Hilton, talking about secrets, like, she just came out of the woodwork and is like, by the way, we have another baby, and her name is London.
I just don't get it. I mean, congratulations. But
yes, congrats, Paris.
I just don't understand.
I don't get it. I mean, I guess I do kind of also get it because especially, obviously, she used a – I'm assuming they used a surrogate. And – right?
I'm assuming as well.
Yeah, we don't know, but I'm assuming that. And I guess, like, you know, there's always that risk of something happening. So I do understand the secrecy because it's almost like you want everything to be okay and then you want your private moment with your family. But I do appreciate that she shared the baby's name with us.
London.
Baby London. Baby yep. London. And I like that name.
I think it's cute.
I ship it.
Okay, good. Oh, look at you.
I'm trying.
Okay, the last one I don't know about. That's all you, girl.
Okay, so what I don't ship is people literally putting their two cents on how other people appear on the internet. And what I'm talking about is Victoria's Secret model Adriana Lima has been getting such fucking crazy backlash for the way she appears post-baby. And people are just saying the most fucked up shit. They're like, did she get plastic surgery? Because her face looks like swollen and big and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, guys, like, shut the fuck up. She had a baby like 2 months ago. Like, leave the fucking woman alone. And I don't know. It's like the internet, at least like I'm noticing, and like we touched upon it last week, like there's just more and more ugliness on it. And I hate the whole like pretty shame, you know? It's just like, let's just all leave each other alone. You know, if you don't have nothing nice to say, just don't fucking say it.
Just fuck off.
Write it to your journal. Talk to your therapist about it. Like, don't go on and like bash a woman who just had a baby. Like, stop.
I agree.
And that's all. That's all we got for Hot Topics.
Did you watch anything?
I've been watching. Oh my God. Did you watch Choose Love on Netflix?
Choose Love.
I forgot to tell you about it. I literally just watched it last night.
Is it a Christmas one?
No, so it's an interactive movie. And what I mean by that is basically there's this girl and she is torn between these three guys. And you get to pick her decisions throughout the movie. And depending on what you pick, the storyline changes.
No.
So at the end, you can pick which guy she ends up with.
No.
No, you're not gonna watch it.
No, that's not for me. How? But did you watch the whole thing?
So I picked who I wanted, and the movie ended very rapidly because I guess like you were supposed to pick the other two who were definitely emotionally unstable, and like it was supposed to take you through this whole thing. But I guess I picked the right guy. So the movie ended in like half hour versus like an hour and a half. But it was really cute.
No, I don't. No, I don't. That's not for me. But I mean, good for you.
Yeah. How about you?
This is how like I knew like I had to do the Christmas this weekend. I forget the name of it, but it's what Brandy. Remember Brandy? The
singer? I watched it.
How freaking cute was it?
I cried. Wait, I knew what was it named?
Wait, why did you cry?
Wait, hold on. Was it with Brandy and Heather? Forgot her name. The girl from Austin Powers.
Heather Graham. Yeah, and then that guy from American Pie.
Yes.
Wait, tell me why you cried.
Well, because of the son and how he died. Spoiler alert.
The son?
Yeah, how he died.
No one died, Laura.
I see. What are you talking about? Her son, her older son died.
Oh, I thought you, yeah. No, but not in, like, you don't know about it to the end. But, like, I mean, it was so obvious, like, from the
jump. It's obvious.
Yeah, wait, that's why you cried?
I cried.
I can't. You're definitely on your period.
Yeah, but my favorite character in that whole movie, actually I had two, were the little kids.
Yes. Oh my God, how fucking hysterical.
And I also think they were the best actors.
See, I just liked it because it was like the old school, like, actors and from, like, us growing up.
Yes.
I'm just finally, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that the actors today are not great but, like, I just miss, like, our shit. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I will always have nostalgia for, like, Mandy Moore and, oh my God, what's the girl from Save the Last Dance? She's my favorite. The
blonde. Julia.
Yes, her. Like,
what's her last name? Julia Stiles? No.
Yes, her. Yeah? Like, those are my people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I watched, like, every fucking movie they came out. Like, you know what I mean? They were, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. Like, literally.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes, like, every rom-com or, comedy or romance, like, or sometimes, like, because I'm not a horror person, but, like, all the bangers, these people were in, and they did a great job. That's why they're always casted for these roles, because they're fucking amazing. You know what I mean? So when I saw, like, the advertising, I'm like, I had to watch it. And we did. Yes. And it was so good. Like, I really, really enjoyed it.
I loved it too. And, you know, even though there was death in it, it was still light and fuzzy.
Like, 2.5 seconds. Like, you know, and, like, it was from the jump. That's why I'm like, wait, I thought you meant the little kid. I'm like, wait, what? I missed that. I was so confused. I'm like, we're not watching the same show.
Oh my God. I love that we both watched it without knowing.
Wait, and then, so did you watch any of the Kardashians or anything?
So I started watching it and then I fell asleep.
Which one? Do you remember where you're at?
Oh my God, I don't remember.
So the one, are you?
Oh, I got right up. I didn't watch the one where Khloe curses Chris out.
Okay, so I think I'm the one after that one is where, like, they're sitting down with Tristan.
Oh, and full sit down.
Yeah, so I don't want to ruin it for you, but, like, I was angry when I was watching this, because obviously you guys, like, were watching it, like, after, like, you know, this happened how many years, like, what? 6 months ago, a year ago. And, like, that's the only thing I don't understand, like, why they're putting it out so late. But anyway, that's not my problem. Moving forward, it's just like, how do I say this? I think it bothers me that, like, they're trying to still shine a positive light on Tristan. And, like, by they meaning the Kardashians. Like, we don't have to see these fucking sit downs. Like, you're choosing. You guys are the producers and editors of this fucking show. And you're choosing for us to see this. And, like, I get it. Like, whatever you're trying to portray, that he's a great dad or whatever the fuck. Or a person, whatever, because of all the backlash he got. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm an adult. I know how to make my own decisions and opinions of someone. Like, I don't need him to sit down with Courtney and Kylie and Khloe, like, and Chris. Like, I don't care. I don't. And I just think I really left a bad taste in my mouth, because I cannot believe that they edited this for us to see.
Like, they're, like, trying to, like, force down our throats that he's a good person. Right. Despite fathering 25 children.
Right, exactly. Like, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about how, you know, and then the editing, how he's taking in his special needs brother, and he's there for Drew, and what's the other baby's name?
Ooh, good. Tatum.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, stop. Just stop.
That's a good point. I didn't, like, even realize they were doing that to us until you just mentioned it.
No, they aren't. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I thought it really left a bad taste in my mouth. Like, I don't know. And, like, why aren't we talking about, like, Kylie not being with Travis anymore? Like, what happened? Why aren't you giving us that tea? Like, what everyone really wants to know. Not this fucking Tristan thing that happened, like, 5 years ago. Like, and if you really want ratings because they're not doing great, sit down with fucking Jordan. Let's owe her an apology, because you guys ruined that poor girl's life. But yeah, we're showing this man in the greatest light. It's just fucked up. It's fucked up.
You know, that's also a very good point.
It's not right. I don't understand why these bitches, and excuse my language, like, for them, like, they get away with this narrative. I mean, yes, they're Kardashians. I get it. But, like, I'm not behind this. This is not okay. I don't stand for this. Like, this man has fathered many, many children from different females. We're condoning the cheating. We're condoning this fucking behavior. Now we're going to say that he's in therapy and he's got to sit down and rectify his relationship. Fuck off. Like, you're still a piece of shit.
Damn. And you know what? That's so true, because it is very one-sided. Like, you're so accepting of, like, Tristan, then, like, you should be equally accepting of Jordan, too. And, like, why... such a good point.
You know, let's see that conversation. Let's see that friendship. Let's see, like, you know, her side of the story. Like, why are we listening to this fuckers? I don't care.
Yeah.
Care. I mean, we have court records that we've posted here on LBC that he owes thousands and thousands of dollars of child support from all the other baby mamas. Like, why are we? And yeah, he's living lavishly, going on these fucking yachts and private jets. And I can't.
Amen. Great fucking points.
And we're condoning, by we, I mean, they are condoning it and throwing it down our throats. Like, I'm angry about it, as you guys can tell. I'm sorry. It really left a bad. I had to stop watching it. I stopped watching it.
I feel like now I want to watch it.
I want to understand
like what is the conversation around, and like how, I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it now.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Like, you know, and it's just like, and then what upsets me deeply of this is that they are using his brother, who's clearly like special needs, as a prop. Like, you guys are fucked up. Like, you guys are very fucked up people for doing that.
I didn't even like look at it like that either. Like, they're doing all of these things, and you're right, they are using him as a prop to like show like the compassionate side of Tristan.
Yeah, bye.
Where he's not just this like cheating whore.
Right.
Which is true, right? We all have these like different parts of us, but like, let us not forget like what has happened. And like, also let us not forget, like, you're not treating the other side the same either. So very interesting. Good observation, cuz.
Yeah, it bothers me deeply. And it's just like, you know, I'm really tired of this poor is me Chloe shit, where she's like, I'm not social. I don't go out. I'm a mom first, like, to, and she's like, takes on Dream. Like, another fucking thing. Why is no one talking about how she's literally Dream's mom?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why is that?
Why is no one doing anything about that? Like, this girl is going to grow up with such a fucking complex. Her father is deeply depressed, deeply antisocial. The mother is clearly going through something. The fact that she is like changing who she literally looks like. She's in a brand new relationship. She never sees the daughter. I think she sees the daughter once or twice a week, barely, if that, with supervised visit. And, but yeah, she's living at Chloe's house. Like, are we like, okay over here? Like, I can't.
Damn, that's so true. Yeah, and I noticed like she had like a necklace, Chloe, where she had like Dream on her too. Yeah. As if it was like her third baby.
I don't get it. I mean, she said that she's like her aunt, and like, I mean, obviously she's her aunt, but like, she's always with her. Like, her and Rob have a great relationship. Okay, if you and Rob have such a great relationship, where the fuck's Rob? Why is Dream have her own bedroom in your home?
Well, her and True are very close.
Yeah, well, obviously, because she literally took in Dream. It's just, I'm over this poor is me, woe is me, antisocial, depressed Chloe. Like, it's for the birds. Like, I don't believe it. I think at this point, it's just a storyline, and I'm over it.
Right, and it's a choice at the end of the day.
Of course, because, and again, you guys, I'm strictly going off the edits. I don't know. This is just my opinion off what I'm being, of what I'm seeing, because it's how it's edited, but I'm over it. I'm literally over it.
We're done. We are done.
And so is this podcast.
So is this podcast. Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
No, bitch. I'm going to talk about what I'm grateful for.
Oh, my God. Yes. What are you grateful for?
Holy one-sided gratitude section. Anyway, I was really grateful for all the yummy food I got to eat on Thanksgiving, and how fortunate I was and still am to be surrounded by my family and great food on Thanksgiving, because I know so many people were not able to, especially for the people overseas, and how our world right now is legit a dumpster fire. And like, there's just so much turmoil going on in our world. And I know that we don't talk about enough or bring light to enough, but the fact that I was able to be alive and healthy and be with my family and eat great food on Thanksgiving, I think that, you know, a lot of people, I speak for myself, I take advantage of sometimes, and I don't sit with that as much as I should and recognize like how fortunate I am to do that. And I was just really, really taking in on everything that's been going on in the world and my life. And I just am very, very grateful for that.
That's such a good reflection.
Thank you. Okay.
Now you can tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please head over to our social pages at Instagram for at Lunchbox Chats, as well as our Facebook page, The Lunchbox Chats. Where, as always, you could see our stories, you can rate us, you can review us, and you could keep listening, because all those numbers count, guys.
Every single one of them. And until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.